Welcome to this IDC podcast sponsored by Shure. If you're at all interested in the future of workspace and want to know more about office audio solutions, then you've come to the right place. You can also find out more by following some of the links shared in the episode description. My name is Nathan Budd, and I'm a consulting director at IDC, and I'm joined today by Mick Hayes, VP of Future of Workspace and Imaging at IDC. Hello, Mick.
Hi, great to be here.
So today we're going to be discussing the importance of audio quality in hybrid meetings and the impact that this can have on organizations. So Mick, let's get straight into it. IDC is known for discussing technologies and technologies that have substantial impacts on business. You know, why should we be talking about meeting audio quality?
Well, I think first of all, the world has moved to hybrid working.
Yeah.
And that brings with it a number of benefits, but also a number of challenges. And one of the challenges is, you know, if you've got people in different places, when you have meetings, you're going to have these mixed meetings. You're going to have people dialing in. You're going to have people in meeting rooms. And you've got to make that work. It's essential for maintaining productivity, achieving your business goals, ensuring that employers and employees are happy with flexible working. So super important. And what we've seen is audio quality plays a crucial role in making those meetings successful. And then when you look at the scientific research, it kind of is looking like it's a big invisible influencer in hybrid work and making sure that that's optimized.
Amazing. And I'm sure we can back that up. I mean, what's the research that's sort of sitting behind this?
Yeah, I mean, we've got research. So one problem of reduced audio quality is poor decision making. 49% of companies report that poor audio quality leads to poor decision making. 47% of companies say it affects productivity levels. That's due to poor interactions, lack of meeting equity, attention of attendees. So a number of issues there.
So we got kind of half of organizations, you know, reporting that basically it's reducing decision making and it's reducing productivity, or it's impacting productivity. I mean, that seems crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And you got 44% saying it's causing problems due to misunderstandings and misinterpretations. You know, poor audio quality, you don't actually hear what was said, or you don't get the true intent of what was said.
I bet that leads to more meetings as well, ironically.
Yeah, yeah. And then one really interesting one for me is 40% report that it affects the image of the organization. And that's not just internally, that's externally. And that is a big issue.
Wow. Wow. So that's the IDC side. I mean, I'm assuming as well there's probably some scientific research that backs that up.
Yeah, there's quite a lot. But probably, you know, if you're looking at this, you need to start with Newman and Swartz. They found poor audio quality causes listeners to perceive the speaker as less trustworthy, less intelligent, and less likable.
Wow.
So, and also what you're talking about is deemed to be less important, which is amazing. They also did an experiment where they played extracts of conference proceedings to people, and they tweaked the audio, and then they asked who's the best presenter.
Yeah.
It was always the one with the best audio.
Wow.
And the amazing thing for me, it actually says it may be better not to be recorded at all than to accept the adverse consequences of poor recording, you know, which is pretty pertinent to us as we're recording this podcast.
Absolutely.
So that's one aspect. The studies have been done comparing audio and video quality at the impact. So mainly around how immersive experiences are. And that's found poor audio. So if we think about 80% audio and 100% video, that's about as immersive as 20% video and 100% audio. So the audio really gives the feeling of immersion. You can do a hybrid meeting with no video even, you know, because it's a teleconference at that point.
Of course, yeah. I mean, all you're really seeing is somebody's lips moving in a lot of cases, right? I mean, yeah, you know, so having ultra HD, 8K, etc. of that versus having, you know, next to no real audio quality, not really being able to understand what they're saying, is it's kind of pointless.
Exactly. And people do appreciate this. There was a study sponsored by Sure, done by NTT Data Institute, and that found that people do realise this. So it was 19% of people said that the quality of online meetings improved significantly with better image quality. But when you asked them the same question for audio quality, it was 81%. You know, we do realise that, but the scientific research kind of suggests, even though we realise it's important, it's even more important than that, if you like.
Yes, I mean, this is really, really insightful, great research. I can see a number of implications here for businesses and organisations. So if audio quality, I think from what you're saying, influences trust and credibility, it's obviously got a vital role in something like, you know, sales springs to mind. I mean, so much of the world of sales has become digital. You know, it's done with online and hybrid meetings, etc. I mean, that's obviously, audio is a fundamental, right, to being able to sell properly.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first thing that springs to mind, but it's across all departments.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the perception of leadership, both internally and externally, being influenced by audio quality. You know, and companies, you know, you got to do yourself a favour. You've got to allow for your company, its strategies, its products to be presented in the best possible light. And this is a key aspect in that. The other thing is your productivity can suffer if you're getting all those problems in internal meetings that people are reporting due to audio quality. So very, very important. And there's another aspect. We've spoken about meeting equity, so allowing everybody in the meeting to contribute fully and be as productive as possible. But, you know, we already know that home workers are less likely to get promoted than people who go into the office because they don't have access to the internal networks. But that can be compounded by the fact that they're not allowed to contribute by poor audio quality. The technology is a barrier. And, you know, further, that can lead to maybe unintentional discrimination. You know, some people find it difficult to go to the office. Caregivers, it's more difficult. So, you know, You're risking potential unintended bias, and I'm sure nobody wants that.
Yeah, you're also just narrowing your kind of pool of talent, aren't you, in a sense? Because You're not actually involving or incorporating those types of people into your potential work force. Yeah, interesting. So, I mean, we can see sort of potential gains and the losses as a consequence of audio quality. I mean, what would you recommend to organisations that are potentially, you know, talking about this or thinking about this as an issue that they need to address?
Well, first of all, get the right people involved. Get the right people to buy the right thing for the right reasons, you know. So we spoke about sales. Does the sales director appreciate the impact of audio quality on perception of trustworthiness, for example?
Yeah.
So that's one thing. That'll probably lead you to invest in higher quality audio equipment, and that's fantastic, but also make sure everybody knows how to use it. You know, the research that we have shows, particularly for flexible space operators, they find that people who go into a meeting room, it's got great technology, they'll struggle for 5 minutes to make it work, and then they'll end up sitting around a laptop, which just negates any investment. So make sure you've got the right equipment, the right quality, but make sure it's either intuitive enough or that the people are trained to use it effectively. And I think you'll start reaping the benefits.
Wow. This is so fascinating. And again, I think we could talk for hours on this subject, but we've run out of time. For those listening, don't forget to check out the other podcasts in this series where we'll be looking at staff wellness and audio and also the future of the office and the workspace. There's also a number of supporting assets where you can find much more insight and links to further reading. It just leaves me to say a massive thank you to you, Mick.
A pleasure.
And a thank you to our sponsor, Sure. And of course, a thank you to you, our listeners. Goodbye.